in that 22nd Psalm, we have a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ as the good shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep and made it possible for us to be saved. That's that 22nd number of Psalm. The 24th number of Psalm, it speaks of the Lord being the chief shepherd, who at the end of the age will come back for his sheep in power and in glory. Lift up your head, O ye, and be ye lifted up, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. But between the time we get saved and the day we lead to glory, the great shepherd of Psalm 23 is there with both goodness and mercy to make our journey a little sweeter. Psalm 23 is divided into three parts. In the first part, David introduced us to the one who can take care of all of our formalities. Further down in that same psalm, he talks about the one who can take care of our foes. And at the end of that psalm, he talks about the one who can secure our future. Now, the Lord, when it's translated, is the word Jehovah, which is one of the primary names for God in the Old Testament. Am I right about it? The name Jehovah signifies the God who is, the God who was, and the God who is to come. Now, even he would speak of green pastures in this psalm. It's not about rest. And even though he talks about the valleys of the shadows of death, this psalm is not owed to death. Even though he would dwell in the house of the Lord forever, this psalm is not about heaven. In this psalm, David devotes 116 words to explaining the first two words, the Lord. He used 116 words to explain the first two words in the psalm, the Lord. Now, the 23rd psalm is not about rest. It's not about heaven. It's not about death. 116 words leads up to the first two words, the Lord. Now, before you can lie down in green pastures, before he can lead you beside the still waters, before he can restore your soul, before he can lead you in the path of righteousness, before he can walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, before his rod and staff can comfort you, before he can prepare a table in front of your enemies, before he can anoint your head with oil, before you can dwell in the house of the Lord forever, you got to know the Lord. Now, I need you to see how the Lord has written boldly his name across the 23rd Psalm. In verse 1, he's Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. In verse 2, he's Jehovah Shalom. The Lord our peace. In verse 3, he's Jehovah Shittkenu. The Lord our righteousness. In verse 4, he's Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. In verse 5, he's Jehovah Nissi. The Lord our banner. And then in verse 6, he's Jehovah El Elyon, Most High. And if you really want to know who God is, then we need to refashion our views on just who God is. God is not a genie in a bottle. I wish I had somebody to help me here. You're looking for a parking spot at the mall, and you pray, Lord, please let me find a parking spot. That's a genie. get ready, and then you, when you get through with him, you can put him back in the bottle. Listen, Bueller, God is not a genie in a bottle. 700 years before David, an 80-year-old shepherd was feeding and tending the sheep when a bush began to burn and his life began to change immediately. Moses first learned God's name on the backside of Meridian Desert. The Jews, watch this, considered God's name so holy to even they wouldn't pronounce it on their lips. And if God's name needed to be written down, the scribe, they would have to take a bam before they even pick up a pen. And when they pick up a pen and write down the name of Jesus Christ, they had to take that pen and destroy it forever. Nobody walks around calling themselves I am. Nobody. You remember when Moses was finally made up his mind to go and talk to Pharaoh on Jesus' behalf. He said, when I get there, who do I say sent me? They're going to ask me the name. He's going to ask me your name. Who do I say sent me? And God said, tell them I am. None of us goes around saying I am, because we always have to have a qualifier. I am Nightmare, or I am the pastor of Greater Beulah Baptist Church. I am an American. I am my son's father. I am Jackie Matter's husband. Everything that I am, I have to put something else with it in order for me to validate who I am. But when God says I am, nothing else comes behind. Because he said, just am. Yeah. But when God says I am, nothing else comes behind his name. He said, just am. I wish I had some help this morning. He said, whatever you need, I don't have to become that. Because from everlasting to everlasting, I am. He says, wherever you go, I don't have to get there because I'm already there. He's God in Houston, Texas. He's God in Baton Rouge at the same time. He can hear your prayer in Baton Rouge, a country club, and then he'll hear you even down here in the Bible. Because wherever I am, when I need him, he's right there, because he just am. You know, I can't get to is my shepherd. That's why I stopped. Because I know too much about the Lord. He's unchanging. The Lord is unchanging. Psalm 92 said, before the mountain was brought forth, wherever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and says, return ye children of men for 1,000 years in thy sight. But as yesterday when he passed as a watch in the night. Beulah, seasons change. People change. Time change. But God is unchanging, and nobody can compare to the Lord. Nobody. There's none like him, because he is the Lord all by himself. I wish I had two more witnesses in here. Not only is he unchanging, but he's uncaused. He's the uncaused causer. He's the unmover. Though he creates, he never was created. Though he makes, he was never made. Though he causes, he was
Ghost. Jesus, who is the Son of God without sin, and the Son of God with power and holy, and the Holy Spirit, who come to take the place of Jesus as our comforter and our keeper. The three of them of God in one person. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. God the Father wills our salvation. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, comes to, watch this, execute our salvation. And the Holy Spirit comes to seal our salvation. But they are not any less God than any one of them, because all of them are God in three particular functions. Talk back to me if you can. The Trinitarian doctrine of God, doctrine of God, was rejected by many in the early churches. But I believe in God the Father. I believe in God the Son. I believe in God the Holy Spirit. I wish I had some more believers in here. You know, I believe that the Father loved me enough that he wanted me to be saved. And he demonstrated his love when he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish.